ordinance is adopted. Next item, 785.
Authorized contract with Biomed Testing, Inc. for drug, alcohol, and steroid testing services for an amount not to exceed $1,244,150.
Colleagues, Biomed has been a trusted business partner with the City of Portland for approximately 5 years. During this time, we've built an effective working relationship that allows the city to focus on the management of the drug testing program. Biomed operates with integrity, compassion, and respect for the city as their client, intends to exceed the expectations of their contractual obligations. Senior Labor Relations Analyst Mark E. Fudge is here with us today to go over the details of the contract. Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
Thanks for being here.
Of course. Okay, Mayor, Council. So Biomed, our current contract.
Could you introduce yourself?
Sorry, I'm Marquise Fudge, Senior Labor Relations Analyst.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry about that. So our current contract with Biomed expires September 30th of this year, which is why you see it before you now as an extension of that contract. And city employees that perform safety-sensitive functions as defined by the federal government are subject to pre-employment and random drug testing. And I have a list of all of those classifications within the city structure if you all need that or want that. And so also as a matter of city policy, our police officers, sergeants, detectives, and lieutenants are also subject to random drug testing. And Biomed plays a really critical role in the city's relationship with Legacy Labs, who performs the drug test, who administers the actual test itself. And Legacy is critical in this machine of drug testing program that we have because of their central location, and their services are available 24/7 for us, which is much, much needed. I bring this ordinance in front of you to see if we can get this passed and extend the Biomed contract.
Very good. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. And thank you so much for providing additional information to my office.
Sure. I had a question about, I noticed that the random drug testing, it has 29 at the top, like for every month, there's like 29. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that there are 29 employees that are randomly tested every month?
Okay.
Or does that mean, and is it processed?
Mm-hmm. So the part of the report that you were looking at was the PPCOA.
Okay.
So they have
PPCOA,
Portland Police Commanding Officers Association.
Thank you.
They have 29 people in their pool.
Okay.
And so the PPA has it fluctuates, but it's roughly 750 to 800 members in their pool. And so two are selected randomly from the PPCLA pool, and 55 are selected monthly randomly for the PPA side of things. And then you also have the CDL side of things, where we have it's changed over the last 5 years, but anywhere from 13 to 22 of those folks selected for random tests each month.
And what has been the results of steroid testing?
Very good. I believe in my 5 years, I think we've had two positive results for steroids in 5 years. So been very well. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Colleagues, any further questions? Any public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes, we have four people signed up.
Very good.
The first three, please come on up, are Lightning, Charles Bridgecrane Johnson, and Diana.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Superhumanity Evolution. One of the questions I used to have a lot is I used to see on the non-consent agenda where we'd have car crashes of, say, police officers in an accident. And what I wanted to make sure is that upon those type of accidents, which would be I would think a reason to test, and I haven't seen any type of results provided on that because that's not like a random test. That's, you've been in an accident. We've been seeing a lot of different accidents and certain amounts of numbers being paid out, and what's the follow-up past that point? Are they being tested? I think it's almost mandatory that they are. Because if we begin to pay out money, we want to make sure that if there's a drug issue, that they get the proper treatment. That's all. I'm not saying fire them. I'm saying you get into a treatment program, and we'll go from there. So I'm not looking at firing anybody. It's just more or less a treatment program. So I want to make sure that those tests are being done. Because when we're seeing payouts, which a lot of times the public has to pay out of the general fund or maybe insurance if we're lucky, that's a big concern. And those numbers are pretty high. And I've seen a lot of different car accidents on a lot of different resolutions that have been presented in front of the commissioners and the mayor. So issue number two, the steroids is a real concern to me. And I'd like to have more research done on the steroids. And the problem I have is anybody that's taking a certain type of drug, I don't want them to have access to a weapon. And now that's a strong statement to make toward the police, but I think they could understand my position too, is that I want to have you clear mind. I don't want to have you under the influence of anything while you're doing your job, plain and simple. And what do you do past the point of the test failing? Do you say, okay, you can't have your weapon at that time until we go through proper testing to make sure there's not an issue? These are very serious things that I think should be done, because anyone on drugs, I don't want you touching a weapon, plain and simple. I don't want you near a gun. I don't care who it is, if you're the police, you're the fire, or anyone in here. And I want the proper test done, especially if we're paying those employees from our tax dollars. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Diana, and I feel that this agenda item specifically relating to biomed and the drug testing is actually very important for our city. I see that it can provide a lot of positive things for private citizens who are wanting to feel protected in their own cities. And so I see this being a good thing. I do have a couple questions in regards to what the follow-up is when a person does test positive. What are going to be the steps in order to, you know, make sure they get the help that they need, and also make sure that someone is able to step in when that person has tested positive? Who is going to take that person's position, either permanently or temporarily, depending on the severity of the individual who tested positive? I think that's something that should be looked into, because we don't want to take away from the city. We don't want to take away protection from the city. And when someone is out of the game for a time, there's a gap, and that gap does need to be filled. So we should have a measure set in place to fill those gaps. The other thing is, I do agree in the fact that should there be accidents with people that are in these powerful positions, I think that it is important to make sure that they get first 100% care, and have that care be drug testing, because some people can respond in a way that they are a functional everyday person, but if you are doing steroids, if you are doing drugs that are going to impair your judgment, you should not be able to hold a firearm. You should not be able to have possession of a weapon. So I think that is something to really consider and look at and figure out what steps can be taken and what measures can be implemented. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Yeah. Commissioner Fritz.
Diana, very good questions. In fact, I was asking very similar ones yesterday, and I'm going to be pulling together a working group, council offices and appropriate city staff, to look at the whole issue of city employees who use substances when they shouldn't. And then, you know, what are the steps we take to make sure that they get the help that they need, and also that the public remains safe? So thank you for asking the questions.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. It's very important, so thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, Maggie, Portland Homeless Town Hall. I just want to echo Lightning and the gentlelady over here for speaking out about drug testing and people carrying weapons or driving a car, which begs the question, what about running a city as commissioners or a county as commissioners and drug testing for commissioners? Something to think about. Also, I would like to say, what about LGBTQ, you know, certain LGBTQ folk may be taking a steroid for a medical reason. Are you going to make sure that that person is not discriminated against when there's a valid reason for taking it? And because I think people in the city are prone, LGBTQ, no matter where they are, they're prone to discrimination. And if they've got a medical reason for taking a steroid, just want to mention that.
Thank you.
Good morning, Council. My name is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. It's hard to believe that just a week ago we were all mostly gathered in Pioneer Square wondering how many bullies and hate groups would descend on our city. Fortunately, that turned out not to be the worst. For some of us, actually pretty good. Although this item comes with like 19 pages of electronic PDF, I really think I'll just focus on the idea of best practices and transparency for the city when you present these issues to the public. In just the first two pages, the findings, it's not really clear that this $1.2 million is another full five-year scope. So it would have been better if that page one of the findings had started with 5 years in the first point. And I really think, especially now that we've taken the state treasurer and made him our mayor, that it's not unreasonable for the people to ask you to do the math and tell us the average cost per drug test. This, and also, I'm not sure it's a good practice for the city to only do, it turns out we're only going to be doing an RFP on this every 10 years. We did one 5 years ago, and we just said, oh, that was so nice. Let's just give the $1.2 million back to the same people. There's also nothing in here about minority small business inclusion to know if there are other contractors out there that might be more in line with the city's goals. So it's not a huge chunk of money. It's $1.2 million max divided over 5 years, but I think we could do better in those ways. It was interesting. I appreciate Councillor Hardesty's questions. After seeing the conduct of some uniformed people, it's hard to believe only 2 in 5 years are roid-raging steroid junkies. But I appreciate all the officers that are coloring with inside the lines about using those things to maintain their donut-based physiques. The but I don't think that this measures up to the best practices for the city of Portland. To renew based on a five-year-old application where there were two other losers and not give those people a chance to go through what's supposed to be the city of Portland, a thoughtful RFP process where we look at getting money out to women and minority small-led businesses that may or may not have a role in this. I'm not an expert by all means at who the other two players with this group are in the drug testing area, but I really think that when you look at those two pages of findings, you could have reported to the citizens the average and maximum costs per test, and maybe should have considered RFP again through the Bureau of Human Resources. And contrast that information. Obviously, PBOT or some other bureaus must be covered by this DOT requirement to drug test when people are operating equipment. So there should be some comparison data between bureaus about who's getting the best value for drug testing. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. And if I could just quickly respond to a couple
Thank
of
you, please.
Those. First of all, there was a selection committee and there was a uniform scoring process, and Biomed scored the highest in the eyes of the selection committee. So there were other considerations.
So besides 2014, there was a repeat more recently?
Yes.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Number two, Page 9 actually illustrates the cost per test, and it breaks it down by type of test as well.
Thank you very much for being more attentive than me.
Yes, you bet. No worries. Thank you. Thanks for your testimony, all three of you. Carla, was there anybody else?
That's all who signed up.
Colleagues, any further questions of staff before I move this one along? This is the first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.